This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1115. Idiomatic IELTS Grammar, Examiners Love.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What an episode. Today, you'll learn amazingly useful idioms for IELTS speaking and writing to boost your vocab scores. Find out why questions that aren't actually questions can make you stand out in front of the examiner.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What a morning. Aubrey, how's your day going?
What a morning indeed. It has been quite busy. What about you?
Same. Guys, that wasn't a question, by the way. And that is what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about these. It's like idiomatic grammar, really.
Yeah.
These structures that can confuse students. Maybe if you hear them on the listening test, but also if you can use these structures correctly on the speaking test, this will raise your score, right?
Yes.
So if I say, what a morning, I'm not asking a question, even though it starts with a question word. That is an exclamation. That is a statement. And what I'm saying is either it was a great morning or a terrible morning. Either way, it depends on the context.
I know, right? And you're so right. I think these really trip up students because English learners are used to listening for those question words, what, where, when, why, how. And when they hear one, that signals a question. And I'm going to need to answer a question. But in this case, these questions aren't questions. And you don't have to, even though you hear that question word. So I'm glad we're breaking this down today.
So this came to mind because a student in our business course asked about this yesterday, and he was so confused about this because in one of our interviews with a native professional, she works in Silicon Valley. She's like, you know, this huge tech professional person. She's amazing. During that interview, Lindsay said, oh, what an area to be. And she was just saying like, oh, the area you live in sounds so great. Like that's what it meant. Mm-hmm. But just by reading those words as a non-native, you wouldn't really know that. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I never realized this could be so complicated. We should teach our IELTS students this structure.
Totally.
yeah. So let's see, where could we use this on the exam? If you're describing anything that is extremely positive or negative, you could use this structure, right? What a noun.
Yes. I love this as a filler phrase when if they ask you an interesting question to say, what a question.
Totally. Yeah, or if it's like a really hard question, like in speaking part three, right? That would be perfect. Or to introduce your answer in speaking part two, you could be like, what a topic.
Yes.
And notice we sort of slow down and pause between each word. That helps your vocabulary score. That is rhythm. That is expressiveness, right? What a question. And if you're asked about your hometown in part one, what a city, you know? And again, it depends on context. You do have to explain why this is so good or so bad after you say it. But it is a great introduction phrase.
Yes, and it's such a more native way than, like, if you're talking about a restaurant, instead of saying, it's a great restaurant, to say, what a restaurant. It's fantastic. The menu,
totally.
Blah, blah, blah. So just like you said, it pulls out this interesting intonation. It does not work, guys, if you say, what a restaurant. What? You need that intonation.
Totally. And this reminds me of a student that I worked with recently, Andrea. She just took the exam once and she got an 8.5 in speaking, 7.5 in writing, 8.5 in listening, 8.5 in reading. Amazing. So overall 8.5. But when I was working with her, her ability to pause, to have rhythm, to relax while she was speaking English, I think that pronunciation, that confidence is a big part of why she got an 8.5 on speaking, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. She only had to take the exam once, guys. So these little golden nuggets, like we're talking about today, using these little filler phrases with the right pronunciation, this gets you over an 8 on IELTS, guys. And real fast, before we give you more amazing examples like this, I want to remind you guys that we made an amazing Black Friday package. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you what this is because it's a mystery. You have to find out on Black Friday. It is only going to be for sale on that day, November 26th. I'm super excited. Yes. You guys really want this. If you ever are going to socialize or work in English, I'll just say that. So sign up and we'll send you reminders, guys, allearsenglish.com/Black Friday.
And this is the first time we've ever done this that's totally available for one day only.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you're on that list so you don't miss it, because it is amazing. And that is the only day, so November 26th. That's the only day you can get it.
It's so fun. It's so fun. I know, we've never done a Black Friday thing before.
So fun.
So exciting. Okay. So what is another question that's not a question?
Yeah, I love this saying, why he did that, I'll never know. Or why he did that, I don't know. We say this all the time, right? We're starting with the word why, but really our statement just means, I don't understand why he did that. But we flip it, and it's so much more native and idiomatic to say it this way.
So it's like we're starting with a rhetorical question, which this is a great vocab phrase, guys. Rhetorical question is a question that you don't want an answer for. So it reminds me of that, except you answer it yourself, right? Right. So actually, I guess we answer our own rhetorical questions quite often. Right. When we ask a question and we don't want the other person to answer. I think parents do this a lot, you know?
Oh, yeah. Why did you do that? Don't do that again. Totally. You don't really want to know why they did. They don't know why they did it.
Exactly.
It's a rhetorical question.
Or it's like, maybe you're having a terrible day and you're like, why is this happening to me? Like, you don't want somebody to tell you, oh, it's because you're a terrible person and it's karma and you deserve a horrible day. Like, that's not the
point.
Don't
answer. Don't answer me.
I know. Exactly. So you can use that phrase on IELTS. That's like, you know, that is impressive academic vocab to say, okay, this is a rhetorical question. Why do people behave like this? And I feel that that's also just like a great filler phrase to get yourself some time to think about a difficult part three question. You know what I mean?
Yes. And you can put any noun in here, right? If you say, why governments do this, I don't know. If you're talking about anything, crime rates and how the government could do better, right? Any noun, you throw it in there. Why individuals do this, why schools do this, I'll never know.
You know what? This just occurred to me. This would be great for writing task 2 as well, actually. Get that variety of grammar structures in there. And it doesn't have to be personal. Like, we're giving you these speaking examples. You could say, why governments do this is not clear.
Yes.
Right? Oh, like, that would be really great. And then you could explain why they shouldn't do that or whatever. I mean, this is a great sort of topic sentence phrase as well, I think.
Yes. And remember, guys, because it's not a question, do not put a question mark at the end. This is a statement, right? Why governments do this will never be clear. Period. It's a statement.
I love it.
Yeah.
Statement. It's a fact. Statement and fact. Okay. So here are some phrases with how. And this is sort of a similar emotional connotation as the what examples we gave you. So this could be also when you're expressing extreme emotions, right? And it could be bad or good, depending on the adjective that you put with it. So what goes with nouns? What a question, what a morning, what a day, what a mess, what a life.
Yes.
But how goes with adjectives? So how great or how terrible, right? Or how extraordinary, how amazing. And again, it's not a question. It is a statement.
Exactly. It has the same meaning as this is great. This is terrible. This is extraordinary. But a really native, higher level grammar form.
I love it. Now, I don't think this is appropriate for writing unless you're doing a letter. If you're a general training student for task one, this could be great in informal letters, right?
Yes.
We always, you know, this is tricky when you're writing informal letters in task one. You got to remember, you're still graded on the same thing as a formal letter, which means you still have to use transition phrases and linking words. So I think this would be a very fun way to introduce a body paragraph in an informal letter, right?
Yes.
So you'd be like, idea. How amazing, right? Let me give you more details or something like that.
Yes, informal letters can be the very hardest because you have to get this informal vocab in. Your phrases and grammar structures can't be as formal. And yes, I love that. This is a great idea to get that formal tone for your task one letter.
Exactly.
Informal exactly. tone for your task one letter.
I knew what you meant. Yeah. I think the students did too.
Okay, we have one last one.
Great students we have.
I know, right? Okay,
see,
we have
there,
one last
I just
one.
Used
oh,
the
yes,
what?
You did. I talked over you, but that was right. What great students we have.
It's so useful. It's so useful. Okay. Last one. This is an idiom, guys. Aubrey thought of this, and I'm giving you credit, Aubrey, because it's so funny, and I love it so much, and it's the perfect way to finish this episode. So what is the final idiom that starts with a question word for our IELTS students?
Yeah, we say, when pigs fly... Which means, so it starts with your question word when, but it's a statement, end it with an exclamation point. It means like that's never going to happen because obviously pigs are never going to fly. So if you want to say that will never happen on IELTS speaking, instead say that'll happen when pigs fly.
So I'm trying to think of some speaking part one questions that you could use this to answer. And there are a couple. Part one, questions about the future, right? Do you think you'll have more time to exercise in the future? Do you think you will work more in the future? Will you have more leisure time in the future? Stuff like that. Will you learn to cook amazingly in the future? I don't know. Anything like that. If your answer is no, never, then you could use this. And even if it's not, just pretend your answer is no, never. So you can
use
this.
Totally.
If the examiner says, will you have more time to read in the future? That's a real question, guys. And it's weird. I know. You could be like, yeah, when pigs fly, I feel like I am never going to have extra time, that I will always and forever be busy.
Yes. And notice, guys, that Jessica added to that, right? If you just say when pigs fly, the examiner could maybe assume that you know. Very good idea to add more detail. Clarify why. Why is that never going to happen?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I promise you guys, if you say this, the examiner will have such a hard time not laughing because they will be so pleased that you used this awesome informal idiom. It's so fun, guys. But like Aubrey said, for the rest of your scores, besides vocab, you do have to support that. You have to say why it's never going to happen. Okay, super fun. Guys, remember, we have a super amazing package deal for Black Friday. What a deal, you're going to say.
Yes.
What a course, you're going to say. And again, we can't tell you what it is, but I promise you, you're going to need it for your future in English. And it's just so fun. It has all of us. You guys,
amazing.
Just going to say one little feature, video group conversations with all four of us.
Yes.
It's so fun.
They were so fun.
So sign up, guys, allearsenglish.com/Black Friday.
Awesome. This is really fun. I will see you next time. What an episode, Jessica.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
I stole it out of your mouth.
I love it. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.